Mike, let me give you something else to worry about.
All right.
Tariffs. You're a businessman. You're a businessman, and these farmers are they're shaking in their boots right now with these new tariffs coming in from China.
Well, I'm proud of the farmers that I've interacted with on this specific topic, Greg, because they absolutely are concerned, no question about that. But they are playing farmers. If you name a businessman, a business man or woman in the world, the ones that can play the long game the best are farmers. And I think they understand broadly, even though they're not very comfortable about it, that they got to give the president some latitude and some room to negotiate. And so President Trump was right when he said this may be a little bit of a short-term pain for a long-term gain. And so far, in my interactions with farmers, they understand that. That doesn't mean they like it, because it's putting serious pressure on. But I think, for the most part, people are getting... Now, if this carries on for 6 or 8 months, that'll be a different story, Greg.
Right. You're talking about pain, though, and people that have very... the thinnest of margins, I guess.
You were right. You were correct. I'm not debating that whatsoever. I'm not trying in any way to make it sound like it's simple.
Mm-hmm.
But worldwide trade agreements and leveling the playing field so that the Chinese aren't stealing our intellectual property at will and aren't gaming these scrap metal markets and steel markets at will, those are tough things that affect us long term.